How did you get here?
I came by train.
Yes.
Via the South Sorting Station.
Yes. But how did you get here?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. I came by train. What more do you need to know?
Everything. And nothing.
Is somebody coming?
Who is it?
I don't know.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Have they gone now?
I think so.
I'm frightened.
Why?
I don't know. Silence is not an option. Silence is not an option. Silence is not an option. Option, options. Flotsam, jetsam, dropsy, flopsy, bunny rabbit, cabbage, babbage, courage, hurry, 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 sales ending, gates closing, press the red button, mutton, marmid, rotten, rubbish, borrows, ballad, bowie, bollocks, butter, hoodie, hoodlum, junky, funky, hunky, dory, dodgy, sorry, sorry, sorry. Worry, 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 some son. Nothing. There's nothing. Nothing but time. Nothing to do, nothing but time on our hands. Blood on our hands. How did you get here?
What?
How did you get here?
We've done this bit.
What?
You've asked me that already.
I have?
Yes. You're repeating yourself.
Am I?
Yes. We've done this bit already.
Oh. Does it matter?
I don't know.
Will they mind?
Who?
Whoever's watching.
Who's watching us?
I don't know.
Why would anyone be watching us?
I don't know. You mentioned it earlier.
What?
You said to whoever is watching.
I did?
Yes.
When?
Before.
Before when?
I don't know. Just before now.
I don't remember before now. What happened?
I don't know.
So how did you get here?
Where?
Here.
When?
Now.
Why?
I don't know. You asked me. I'm asking you.
I don't know.
You didn't come by train?
No. I came through that door.
That one?
Yes.
When?
I don't remember.
Before?
Yes, before.
Well, how long ago?
I don't know.
Well, how long have you been here?
I don't know. I don't remember, okay?
No.
No?
No. It's not okay.
What do you mean?
It's not okay that you don't know. That you don't remember. That you've no idea how long you've been here or where you came from.
Hey!
It's not okay.
Please don't. You're scaring me.
None of this is okay.
Life is just a play. A one-act play. No interval, no intermission, no ice cream. It's always on. All action, full transmission, no rest, no pause, no stopping until it stops, until we stop, until we drop, and then it's over. Finished. But with no applause, no curtain call, there are no encores, there's no greatest hits, no action replay, no end of the year show.
Or end of the peer show.
No. It's just one damn thing after another.
And no rehearsal.
Exactly. There's no rehearsal either. We're thrust under the spotlight with no script, no director, no idea what's going to happen next. We just have to react.
To act.
Yes. To act.
And hope for the best.
Yes.
And hope in the end that some of it makes sense.
To who?
To whoever is watching.
What if there's nobody watching?
What?
What if nobody's watching? Does it matter then if it doesn't make sense?
I don't know.
I guess it matters to us.
Yes.
Does it?
I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
What?
I said, maybe it doesn't matter if none of it makes sense to them, to us, to anyone.
Yes.
I don't know what's worse.
What?
The fact that it matters, that it should make sense, but it doesn't. Or that it does all make sense, but it really doesn't matter.
What if none of it matters? Either way.
Yes.
That would be worse.
Yes.
I remember many things. They disappear. They fade. I wish I still had that pencil. I could write it down. Remember it? The past? But speaking them, saying the words, it fixes them. They become clearer. They step out of the shadows. I remember weekends, picnics, bike rides, tea parties, playing, climbing trees, playing, but not anymore. Now it's just work, work for the sake of it, to keep us busy, off the streets, to keep us tired, to keep us from trying. Why? Why? What's the point? Why do they keep us alive? There's no purpose to any of it. We're just slaves. Feeding the machine. Maintaining power. But for what? Waiting for our 10 seconds of fame. Is that it? The only time we can be creative or productive is when we die. We don't even get to choose that for ourselves.
always thought I might have a child.
When I was young, I just assumed. I always wanted a little boy. Someone to look after. Someone to love.
It's better this way. Only the elites can procreate, you know that.
Yes.
It's been proven, so they say.
Yes, it causes agitation, doesn't it?
Yes.
Breeds agitators and insurgents.
No!
What?
There are no insurgents!
How do they know when we're going to be out?
They know everything. Do we have any water?
No. No, we're out. Sorry. I'll go and get you some.
No, it's okay. Don't go out now. It'll be shut down soon. It'll stop in a bit.
I think it's a different solution they use.
Yes.
Much stronger.
I'll get used to it, it's okay.
Yes. I'm worried.
Why?
You're back earlier than usual. What happened?
Lost my job.
How? I mean, how is that even possible?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. Nothing happened. They just told me I had to leave. I'm sorry.
But how will you eat? Will they give you another one?
I don't know. I expect so. I mean, everyone has to work, whether there's any job to do or not. Everyone has to work.
How could you let this happen? Everyone has to work.
I know, okay? I didn't do anything. I promise. Sometimes these things just happen.
What do you mean?
Well, I've seen it before. Random layoffs. It's to keep citizens motivated as something.
Motivated?
Yeah, you know, to keep us going. To keep us working. To stop us agitating.
But you're not an agitator!
No, of course not. There's no point in that either.
What are you doing?
Getting something to drink.
Oh, why? Oh, no. How?
Shh! I'm just thirsty, okay? Nothing wrong with that. Want some?
No. What is it?
Factory Ooch does the job.
But you don't. Not anymore.
Oh, give me a break, will you?
But what will you do?
I'll find something.
They'll reassign you.
I expect so.
But until then, how will you eat? I'll try and bring something back for you.
No, don't. I don't want you to try. It's too risky.
I can hide it.
They check. You know they do. It's too risky.
I can try.
It will only be a week at most.
But you'll starve.
It's fine. I'll manage. There must still be rats or dogs on the street I can catch.
But how can you be out in the daytime if not at work?
I don't know. I'll find a way. The insurgents must be able to eat somehow.
But you're not!
I'll go at night time then.
But it's shut down. There are patrols.
Yes.
I wonder how they eat.
Who?
The insurgents.
I don't know. I guess they find a way. There must be a way.
What?
To go. Off grid. To get away from all this.
But where to? What for? There isn't anything else.
No.
Not for a long time. Not since I can remember.
Jesus. Jesus?
What?
Jesus. 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 Jesus, Mary and Joseph. They're not coming. Don't worry.
How do you know? Do you know when we're out? When to clean?
Well, that's because we're always out. Always working. Except when we're here. When we have to be here.
We're here now.
Look, we've got this. They don't need to listen in. They don't have the resources. It's not 1984, you know. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
You know you're not meant.
I know. To. Of course I know. But it's good to say it again. To say it out loud. It reminds me of my mother. She used to pray when I was little.
Pray? Do you remember her?
Not really. A little.
How long were you?
I was with them until maybe aged 6 or 7. Then I was sent away for schooling. Never saw them again after that. I guess it was just before the Family Displacement Act, so I was lucky, I suppose. I knew them for a bit.
I never knew my parents.
No? That's a shame.
Is it? The method now is better, so they say. It's been proven. It's meant to be safer, better for society.
Yes.
need to inspect your equipment, madam.
Oh, I see.
Is it not working?
Oh, no. Everything is working perfectly, thank you.
It appears not to be working. Why is that?
I don't know.
You must have it on at all times.
Oh, I see, but...
At all times.
But I prefer the silence.
Madam, this is government policy, as you know. Silence is not an option.
Silence is not an option.
Don't make me come here again.
No.
Or I may have to extract a penalty. And you'll lose whatever privileges you may have.
I understand. I'm sorry.
Good. I'll see myself out.
I've been thinking.
Oh, yes?
Time. It's like a virus. I can feel it inside me, infecting me. It devours us, you see? I'm being eaten up. I'm slowly disappearing. Or dissolving, or something. I swear, my arms were longer than this yesterday. Look at them now. Look at them.
I don't see anything.
Exactly. They're disappearing, receding inside me. I'm being eaten alive.
By what?
By time. All this time on my hands.
Well, they're still there. You're moving them, aren't you?
Of course, but they're definitely shorter.
Are you sure?
I'm certain. I've never been so certain of anything in my life.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. What can I do?
I don't know. Maybe you could write to someone.
Yes. I'll write a letter of complaint. Who to?
I don't know.
Maybe the inspector. I can ask him when he next calls.
Which inspector?
The inspector.
Who?
Oh. You weren't here. He came before. You weren't in that bit.
Oh?
Do we have a pen and paper?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I had a pencil once.
Oh, yes. Maybe I can find something to write on.
When I was young, I kept it in a special box. I treasured that pencil. I kept it even when it was too small to write with. I kept it for a long time.
You don't have it now?
No. They took it away. said I wouldn't need it anymore now that we have this. What is this? Is it a play? Are we in a play? Is this a game? One of those entertainment things? What day is it?
What do you mean? I guess it's dark now, so nearly time for lights out.
No, what day? What day of the week?
Why do you ask? Why would you need to know?
I just wondered. These things used to be important.
Not for a long time.
No, not for a long time. Why do we still use the word when it has no meaning?
I don't know.
Every day's the same.
Yes.
I remember weekends.
Weekends?
No, weekends. End of the week.
What is it for?
Well, you rest up. You stop working. You spend time with your companions.
But we have time together. We have rest time after work.
Yes, but it's not the same.
We have the evening entertainment.
Yes. But it's not the same.
Have nothing to show for it. Nothing. Nothing but blood, sweat, and feces.
Oh, love, sex, and kisses?
I don't know what those things are. Do they still exist?
Yes. I'll show you.
It's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. We are stupid, but we are faithful. With your power, you sustain us.
Another bomb exploded, killing nearly 200 agitators. The companions of the dead have been notified. And this morning, outside the factory complex, there was another attempted attack, thwarted by fast-acting inspectors who were able to gun down the terrorists, resulting in only minor collateral damage. The companions of the dead have been notified. This brings this week's total to nearly 1,500 insurgent deaths. This is a record so far this year. Things are certainly heating up. Citizens, we have some great entertainment for you tonight, with several executions and later on, trial by jury. And don't forget, you get to choose. For those of you with privileges or of elite status or above, you get to vote for your favorite execution method. Let's have a look at the options available to you this evening. First up, we have death by hanging, always a favorite due to the often lengthy asphyxiation process. Don't we all just love to see them twitching and wriggling up on the rope? This week's historic special guest death is arsenic poisoning, which we've livened up a little since they won't know where we put it. It's in the last meal somewhere, and believe me, they'll be starving for it. One lucky prisoner will get the relatively painless electric chair, and there is, of course, always the humane bullet to the back of the head. Make your choices, folks. Press the red buttons now. And of course, for those of you who have voting privileges, there are more winners tonight. One lucky citizen will be chosen at random to have their privileges extended for another week. How about that? Vote now, and don't turn away from your screen. Executions start in an hour. Details of all prisoners sentenced to death awaiting your execution order can be seen on the right-hand side of your screen. But first, let's meet our jury, picked by random from citizens just like you.
It's never random.
No.
No. Have you ever met anyone who's been on? Or anyone who's ever had their privileges extended?
No. But somebody must do, otherwise who votes?
So fixed. It's just a game. They're just pawns in their game. Actors in their play.
No, no. There was someone once.
What? Oh.
A citizen. Who lived on one of the upper floors here. Some time ago, she got picked.
How do you know? Did she tell you?
No. No, we never met to talk. It just wasn't possible. She was on a different floor, you see. It's just not possible.
So what happened? She was jury or executioner?
Well, I heard later that it had been a mistake.
Really?
Yes. I'm not sure really, but I think they picked her by mistake.
They would never admit to a mistake. How could that possibly happen?
I know. I think I...
What? What is it?
I was told by another citizen on this floor that they saw her soon after in the entertainment.
You mean?
Yes. They had a special guest death on that week. She was forced to commit harakiri. Everyone voted for it. Everyone.
People are evil.
They make us so.
No. We were always so. They just take advantage of it. You can't go in.
Inspector, is there a problem?
No problem. All solved now. But you can't go in.
Why not?
There's no need.
I don't understand. This is my room.
Not anymore. You've been reassigned.
I don't understand.
There's no need. You've been reassigned.
But what about my things?
You'll have the same things, whatever you're entitled to, with your privileges.
But can I just, please, I'll be very grateful.
Okay, for 2 minutes, then we have to go.
Where to?
In the room.
Where are my things?
They've been taken. We have them. They'll be in your new room. You should go. Come on.
But what about...
What about my companion?
I told you. You've been reassigned.
I don't understand. Where is he?
What's his number?
448444.
He's been reassigned.
Where?
I can't tell you.
Please.
I don't know. I got my job back.
Oh, the power be praised.
Well, a new one. I got a new one. It's at the same factory, but it's different, apparently.
That's wonderful news.
And I have new temporary privileges.
Oh!
Here.
What is it?
Look.
Wonderful!
It's a new control. Random control. I mean, remote. Control.
We can use it tonight.
Yes. Control. Halt. Delete.
Where's the red button?
Here.
We've done okay, though, haven't we?
You mean together?
Yes. Given we were assigned.
Yes. I think it's nearly time.
Yes.
We should get ready.
Yes.
With the lights out. It's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us.
Control, Halt, Delete by J.P. Seabright. Voiced by Elizabeth McCabe and Spike Police. Produced by Empty Room. The scenes can be played in any order, and when done so, should be randomly chosen, assigned by lots or by the toss of a die, except for the beginning and the end. The end must always come at the end.